All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Full Spectrum Cannabis, a.k.a. because there are jurisdictions in which we cannot use cannabis. This is the Full Spectrum Show. Today's show, we've got Brock Friesen as a guest and your usual hosts, of course, the lovely Calandra Revering and the equally lovely, yep, I said it, Lance Asher. All right. Welcome to the show. Enjoy.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, here we are.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah, we've got afternoon. I thought we did this at night.
Yeah, it is kind of evening, but...
Do we usually do it in the morning?
Yeah, depends.
Yeah.
We are usually here in the morning.
Sometimes. Then means in the afternoon, sometimes we drink beer.
Yeah.
Not you. But Brock and I.
Yeah. Yeah. Brock.
So we got Brock Friesen here.
I was just going to say, are we going to introduce Brock? I'm so happy Brock is here.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. I'm happy to be here. You guys definitely like to have some fun on the podcast. I mean, before we even started, we're already laughing our heads off, telling us to be quiet before we can start shooting. So good start to this already. I like it.
We're having some fun. So Brock, Brock's from You Betcha. He's going to tell us a little bit about, I don't know, things.
Yeah,
I suppose,
a lot of things.
Right? But it's great because we have a guest, right? So we've spent some time helping people like understand who we are or like what we care about or want to talk about, right? And now we get to find out the hell's Brock want to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. And I think this is really a good segue into having a guest because we've talked a lot about educating people about cannabis and kind of what's been going on around the country and some of the historical aspects of cannabis and legislation. So this is great.
Yeah, I think Brock and I, we talked for a second. He knows some things.
I think he knows a lot, actually.
Do you? You have more confidence than I do.
I do. He's
you guys have more confidence than I do.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So usually we start with some news, but this isn't that kind of show today.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's
change
great.
It up.
It's great, and I can't wait to hear more about Brock and
his
company and everything he's doing. I'm very excited.
Yeah, you had some questions, though.
I did.
What questions do you have for Brock?
I did. My first question was, Brock, first, you know, tell us more about yourself and tell us how you got started in the cannabis industry.
Yeah, so I'm the director of sales and education. Ben Lipkin and Neil Hulkren are the two owners of Carpe Diem CBD and You Betcha Cannabis. So they started farming in 2019, right when the Farm Bill passed. First year, did over 50 acres, over 100,000 plants. We'll never do that again.
Oh, wow.
Very labor intensive, right? Harvest took us 57 days to harvest, 12-hour days out there with a machete, right? Cutting down plants, putting them on tarps, dragging them all the way across the field, hanging them to dry, right? The whole process. Every year after that, we've really toned down how much we've been farming, right? We just get better at the farming techniques, using organic practices. Our farm actually got our soil tested to USDA certified organic, something we're pretty proud of, right? It takes a lot of time and money to get there, and finally we're able to get there. We like farming and kind of doing the whole seed to shelf. It really allows us to handle the quality throughout the entire process. Also, without that product touching a lot of hands, we can have a higher strength product at a more affordable price, right? A more respectable price for people, especially just talking the CBD side of things, right? And that's kind of where this started, right? With Carpe Diem CBD. And Ben and Neil really hit the ground running with a great product, right? Saw a lot of things in the market. Hey, CBD is a very expensive, very low dosage. They wanted to flip the script, right? We believe your health should not be a luxury. Everybody should be able to have access to this kind of stuff. I came along, I was working for a temporary power company. I saw what Ben and Neil were doing. I wanted to get into this space as well. I've seen how CBD has helped me personally, like just with recovery, right? Anxiety, sleep, especially, right? I've, you know, been an athlete my whole life. And if you can sleep better, right, it kind of makes everything else better, right? You might not be as sore. You might not be as much pain. You might not have as much anxiety. You might be a little more clear-headed to focus on those stressful moments, right? And not let them overwhelm you. So for me, I saw how CBD helped me in that way. and what it's done for my immediate family members, mm-hmm. right? Like my mom, my brother's fiance now, right? She has fibromyalgia, something that for her is our topical CBD lotion, right? She gets that instant relief. Right. It's something for her. She's like, you know, I can't plan this, right? It's just something happens. I have to be able to react to it, right? So when we're able to help people like that, it, for me, both my parents are teachers, so I love the education side of things. Sure. That, and I think, you know, I never thought of myself as an educator growing up, but getting into this, like I have an exercise science, you know, minor. I love the human body, how this kind of interacts, and kind of diving into the science of like CBD, our endocannabinoid system, how it works together, our natural endocannabinoids our body makes, right? Not a lot of people know that. Mm-hmm. And kind of diving into that and how it all really works with the body and seeing what Ben and Neil are doing, I was like, guys, I'm all in. You guys need help in a few other areas I think I can be an expert in, and let's do it. And right. Yeah, never looked back since. So yeah, I mean, we're really, really huge on the educational side of things first and foremost, then showing the product, showing the quality of that product, right? What are you putting on your body or in your body, right? I think people are kind of slowly looking at that more and more now. So yeah, that's kind of how I got started with these guys. And then now with the new law change, especially in Minnesota, can make the fun stuff. But again, with that education first, we wanted to do two different brands, right? We do a similar blend of our CBD gummies, similar to our low dose gummies. So we wanted to make sure if you were going to our website, you were getting what you thought you were getting.
Right.
You weren't like, oh, these are CBD gummies, and then you buy them, and then they come to your house, and they're THC, and you take one, and then you don't have a good time.
Right.
Right? We want people to understand what it is, or maybe vice versa, too, right? If you thought it was a THC gummy, and then you got it, and it was a CBD gummy, same thing, right? You probably wouldn't have a good time, because it's right. not what you're expecting. So we want people to really know what it is, how it's going to work. And kind of with that health and wellness focus, we kind of want to position ourselves as a health and wellness company that offers a THC product, right? So we're huge on the functional mushrooms and herbs along with that, right? It's not just here's the highest milligram of THC you can possibly handle. Good luck. Let me know how that spaceship is, you know? Like we want to, you know, that's all fun. There's a time and a place for that.
Yep.
But really, again, what are you using it for? Are you using it to take the edge off? Did you have a stressful week? Do you want to get better sleep? Maybe, again, you had that stressful week, but you're going to go out and be social. You want a kind of little pick-me-up, right? So we kind of wanted to tailor our products to that, which kind of goes into how we made some of our products with our daytime, nighttime, anytime blends, and then adding some of those functional mushrooms and herbs, right, to kind of give you that desired effect. So,
mm-hmm. What are the endocannabinoids that we're already producing that people don't know about?
Yeah, so the first one is called anandamide. Mm-hmm. It's Sanskrit for bliss, like the blissful molecule. So if you look at some research too, right, runners have this, what they call a runner's high effect.
Right.
Right. Even if you've never had it, a lot of people kind of know what it is. And scientists did a study where they thought, you know, your body naturally makes opioids. Right, very small level, right? But our body does make natural opioids. So they thought when people were doing intense exercise, they were releasing their own opioids, and that was causing this runner's high effect. Well, they gave people an opioid blocker, made them do intense exercise, and they still had this runner's high effect. So like, okay, well, what is it, right, if it's not that? And they saw that people had high levels of anandamide in their system, right, an endocannabinoid our body naturally makes. And they're like, oh, maybe that's what it's causing, right? Maybe that's the causing that euphoria, pain reduction, inflammation response, right? Okay, maybe that's one of them. Let's call that anandamide. It's kind of a blissful thing. The other one, and this is a pop quiz here, 2-arachidonoyl glycerol.
Yeah, say that.
Colin. Yeah.
The fuck did you say?
Arachidonoyl. I'm like, say it one more time.
I'm like mesmerized by shit. Not only because he looks better than you.
Yeah.
But just the agreed. Shit saying, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you should see me clean shaven.
That beard's pretty good, though.
You know what I'm saying?
I know that the beard reminds me of my husband. So.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, he is my work husband.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah, but I'm like mesmerized about everything he's saying because at home on my dining room table, I have 2 bottles of Carpe Diem. Mm-hmm. CBD.
Sure.
And
I've got
the jars.
Yeah.
I've got the jar with the yellow label and then the other jar with the purple label.
Sure.
But I also have the tincture.
Are those CBD? Were those
and that's
creams?
That's really the only
yep.
the only ones I use.
The creams, were those colored ones?
Yeah.
I love those creams.
Yeah, I've got both of those creams. So, you know, just hearing him talk about it and, you know, and like I said, they're on my dining room table. So, like, when I come home, you know, I use the tincture, you know, I might, you know, put a little under my tongue to relax.
Yeah.
You know, because my brain, my wheels are constantly going.
You gotta shut off, right?
Yeah, I can't shut it off.
Well, not all the way shut off, but shut off some, right?
Enough for me to watch my Netflix.
Yeah.
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 You know, and I'll use a little bit. But the cream, so as he's talking about, you know, kind of the runner's high, right? Okay, me, I probably should run to lose a few pounds. But let me tell you, I've had both of my feet reconstructed. So I've got screws in both of my heels.
So if we ever say a screw is loose, it has something to do with your feet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I've had both of my arches rebuilt.
Goodness.
So I use the cream to help my feet when I get home.
Sure.
Because sometimes they're swollen or they itch from where the stitches were. But that's what I use, and it really does help.
Yeah.
So especially at night.
I'm glad I can. So one of our owners, Neil, he was born with club feet. So he had his feet broken, right, so they can put them back. Mm-hmm. And he lives a pretty active lifestyle. But, I mean, at one point he was walking up the stairs, and he had to walk up sideways because it hurt so bad.
Yeah.
And he was taking Advil by the handful, and he's like, I got to do something different. Like, I can't keep doing this, right? And he found CBD is something that really helped him, which, again, is why he really wanted to kind of start this company. And he has a background in kinesiology, in farming, right? So him and Ben got together. Ben, you know, he saw the power of CBD, how it helped with his wife with a few autoimmune issues. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of how that came together. So I'm glad it can really help you. Because, I mean, it helped them personally, and they were on to share that with everybody. Right. Yeah. And I think a lot of people here in Minnesota, at least for the business owners that I know and talk to, a lot of them have started in a similar way. Number one, they have passion about it. And I spoke about it on the Northern Lights podcast, right? Got to have passion. If you're doing this just for money or you've got a quick idea,
right?
Good luck. You're not going to be here very long, especially in Minnesota. Right. We love local. We love supporting clean, and we love supporting our community. I mean, what's better than that, especially if people really want to help people here?
Yeah.
That's the ticket.
Yeah. And Carpe Diem, it really is a product that helps me because, like, when I come home, my feet are, like, screaming. And, I'm kind of doing the same thing. You know, I'm popping Tylenol or Advil, but it really still doesn't stop your feet from being on fire. Mm-mm. But when I put the CBD on my feet and I go to sleep and I wake up, I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want.
Well, that's the restorative. That's the recovery. That's the that's the CBD. That's some of the other fantastic cannabinoids. THC is actually a recovery cannabinoid as well, right? And a lot of these cannabinoids, when they got a buddy, and I think I've said this before, like, let's say that I decide I'm going to go to the bar, right? I do it often. So I go to the bar, I go by myself. I can have fun all by myself. Yes. I know all of us can, right? Mm-hmm. But if I bring Calandra with me and then I bring Brock with me, shit, we're going to have
now
some
it's
fun,
partying.
Right? Now we're going to have some fun. That's what I would like to consider THC, CBD, CBC, all the C's, right? Like, let's bring all the buddies and let's have some fun.
That's a great topic too, because a lot of studies, when you read them too, you gotta read what they're studying. Oh, is this a THC isolate?
Right.
Oh, is this a CBD isolate? Right. I think it makes a big difference. I use an analogy when I'm talking to people, not a perfect analogy, but right, just kind of help you wrap your head around it. I can give you a vitamin C supplement. Vitamin C supplement's good, right? Getting vitamin C, it's not bad, but there's nothing else in it. It's just vitamin C. I can also give you an orange. There's vitamin C in that as well, right? Really good for you. There's also fiber. There's also vitamin A. There's also a little zinc, right? There's other minerals and stuff in there too. And I don't want to say one's better or worse, right? But if you had a whole orange, you have all those other things working together, that might be a little bit better than just taking that vitamin C, because now I still need to get the other vitamins and minerals, so I need to get that from somewhere else, right? If I can have that whole orange, if I can have that full spectrum, they're gonna kind of help each other, right? Like zinc and iron as well, same thing. If you take one individually, it's fine. If you take them together, your body helps absorb it a lot better, right? So you're not, it's a lot better bioavailable to your body. And I think that's, we're really finding out that with our full spectrum, just with all the research that comes out, a lot of times people are taking twice as much of an isolate to get the same results as one dose of full spectrum.
Easily.
Yeah.
I love it. Which easily. Is, goes to the name of the show,
full yeah. spectrum.
Full spectrum what?
Yeah. Cannabis.
Or show. Depends on what, depends on like, are we depends on Facebook? It's that show. If we're on Instagram, it says show.
Yeah.
We're on LinkedIn, it says cannabis.
Yeah.
Right? There friendly. LinkedIn is friendly. Oh, yeah. I like LinkedIn. LinkedIn's fun. Anyways, so what was the name of the the second cannabinoid is what? Because Calandra still needs to try and pronounce it.
2-arachidonoyl glycerol. 2-AG for short. That's the abbreviation.
See, so I forgot it already. You don't even have to. Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it. Yeah. But we'll look it up.
Arachnophobia.
Right. That's what you think of.
Any others? So, anyways, you were going to tell us more about it, and then we were so fascinated with the name that, like, what is that? What's that do for us?
So they're kind of showing, right, that like anandamide is kind of that blissful molecule, right, that runner's high, and 2-AG seems to be more of the anti-inflammatory pain response. I mean, they both kind of cross too, right? But one is might be more so the other. So 2-AG is more of kind of that inflammation response, more of that autoimmune or that immune activation, right? Kind of getting that going. So that's how kind of the difference is, where 2-AG is not going to give you necessarily the cerebral euphoria or runner's high feeling that anandamide does, but again, more of that body recovery, right? And something I wanted to touch on too before, like you said too, like that's that full recovery,
right?
Where sometimes when you're taking like ibuprofen or something like that, it's more of just to mask the pain, right? Or to put a Band-Aid on it, where you could take something that's healing you, right? I want to take something that's going to heal and repair me, not just something that's going to cover up the symptom I have, right? I want to fix the problem, not just cover it up,
right?
And it's kind of that, again, full spectrum, right? And I, you know, sitting here and talking about these products and supplements and things like that, right? That's not all you got to do, right? You still got to eat healthy. You still got to get to bed on time, right? All the things that are really hard to do, right?
Yeah.
But it's kind of that full circle, right? That chicken or the egg, whatever comes first, whatever you do first, the rest of it will fall in line and get better.
Right.
So like if you're in pain, you're stressed, right? So if you're taking something that makes you feel better, doesn't it also help your body when your mind feels better, when you're relaxed and you actually can sleep because you're not in pain, or you have an appetite and you can't eat, you know, healthy foods? So it does more than just your body, like your mind helps your body too.
Oh yeah. Your mindset's huge, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they talk about that a lot in other health and wellness podcasts, just cause you feel one way, but if you think another, right, your thinking process, your mindset will affect your physical, your mental, your emotional, your spiritual, right? It's kind of all that kind of falls in line. And yeah, if you're feeling a little better, yeah, my neck hurts, that pain hurts, but you know what? It's not as bad as it could be. I still got a roof over my head. I still got a lovely family in front of me, right? It's kind of that perspective. Like, yeah, my neck still hurts, but it's not as bad. I'm doing something to take care of it. I did my physical therapy. I went to Cairo or whatever it was, right? It's kind of, you know, that brain feels good. Okay, now I can relax a little bit. If I'm sleeping better, that pain's not going to be as much, or it's not going to spike that stress level, right? Instead of starting at 0, you're already starting at 5. So going to 10 is a lot quicker, right? Because you're in pain. Right. Yeah. And that's all you can think about.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know for me, you know, being able to get up and move around makes me feel better than, you know, if my feet hurt, I know I'm not going to get a lot done.
Yeah.
That day. But if I can get up and hit the ground running, I feel so much better.
And probably just like even thinking of like, oh, I'm not going to get a lot done today.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to do this. Okay. Right. You've already seen that negative effect. Right. Yeah. And it's hard to get out of that. Right. Cause it's really easy to fall down that path. And I think sometimes that's where it can help. Right. Like, hey, this isn't going to, you know, fix your feet. You're going to get up and start dancing in 10 minutes, but hey, okay, I might not be able to get up and get around, but hey, I can do this. Hey, I got some emails to do. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got to call Lance. I know I don't want to talk to him right now, but maybe this will help relax me so I can give him a call and talk about the podcast, right? So it's kind of putting that in perspective of what can I do now, right? I can't do this, but what can I do, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Right. When you spend time in this capacity. Yeah. I mean, talking more to each other, we have a good time, but talking more to each other, we're both busy. We're both trying to get our own things done. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I suppose Calandra's never actually called me. So
I wonder why.
if she had, then we would find out how quickly I would answer. Like, is it a first ring thing? Yeah. Or is it like a
he's not gonna fucking
hit the hit the watch and be like, yeah, she knows that I skid her over to the voicemail.
He's gonna see it to me. He's gonna be like, I'll probably pick
the phone up because I'm gonna be like, what's up, Calandra? I would be happy to put a smile on your face, because I tell you, every single time producer Sam, every single time he calls me, he's like, hey Lance, and I'm like, what's up, Sam? You know,
but we do talk by text a lot.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, damn near every day.
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah, you are incorporated into the fiber of my life.
I know. I'm about to be incorporated into the fiber of good Zen too. We don't know this yet, but I realized. So for all of those sales folks out there, I realized that I got the email to send to. I went, did the visit. I'm with Calandra every single week, right? I've talked with Calandra about it. I'm like, when are you going to bring my products in? Like, come on. She's like, oh, yeah, we'll get them in there, Sharon. We got to do this. We got to do that. I can't be sliding stuff into the store. Somebody's going to freak out. You know who you are if you're listening. But anyways, I'm not going to say names. Tony. anywho, so it's gonna come
I just
in.
I fucking talked to him while I was parking.
Yeah, exactly. Not about me, because otherwise my product would be in the store. But here's where my miss was, and this it's always about the follow up, right? Yep. So many people hit the door, right? They hit the door and they're like, "Oh man, they weren't there." And I'm like, "Cool. Did you check the back door? Did you check the side door? Did you check the whatever? Why would I go? Because that's how you get in there."
Yeah.
Is whatever door is open. I don't care if I'm walking through a kitchen or walking through the back of a bar. It does not matter to me. Nope. I'm walking through a door. I'm checking all of them, right? But I didn't send the sell sheets.
And I asked him for that.
I didn't send them. Oh, and I'm like, man, Calandra. And then I was like, I did not even say that. This was all in my head. Yeah. I was like, I was about ready to cuss her out. And I was like, God, Calandra, you know, the next time I saw her.
That's the key. How are you going to get your products in the store if you don't send me the sell sheet?
How are you going to close the deal and have the sale?
Gosh, I should be yelling at myself. So I did for a little bit. And then I was like, this is weird. So I stopped and then I sent the email. So anyways, that was last.
I have a similar story too. And now I'm kind of thinking back, like, did I have a sales sheet? Is that what I messed up on?
How did she call me for? I don't know. We'll figure it out. But we're both here, right?
Did you send it last week?
Yeah. Well,
he's just catching up on emails.
You know? Oh, really? Did he have a long weekend?
His mom's funeral.
Oh, yeah. I knew
Thursday.
About that.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I didn't have any expectation
to
get in there.
He just came back to work yesterday.
Well, Tony,
I think if your mom dies, that's a really good excuse not to get
right.
Yes.
And he's still like, I'm on the top of your list, right? And you're like, no, I gotta work the other way.
I'm not coming at Tony. I'm coming at Calandra.
Yeah,
right?
Tony's not here.
Tony's not here. Yeah.
I can take it.
Yeah. Of course you can.
I can take it.
That's exactly why we do this.
Because I'm gonna have to make it up too. I'm gonna show with fucking 30 cans of elevator.
Yeah. Yeah. There's 24 in a case. You know this.
You're like, she's getting a special deal. She's getting 30 in a case.
Hams comes in a 30. And I am of the right mind to make a suitcase of green elevator. Like,
and drop them off?
You can, because packaging restrictions were there before, right? Mm-hmm. I can go and put 300. I can go and put, 300 milligrams in a package now, if it's a beverage.
Yeah, for the beverages, yeah.
Dude, wait until Christmas. Should we do something? Should we do like a sleigh? Well, we gotta figure out the bottles thing from You Betcha. But
by Christmas we might have something for you.
Right? Uh oh, he's already thinking.
I like that.
Yeah, he's gonna have right side up bottles, upside down bottles. Yeah. It's going to be pineapple in there because then it's cake and pineapple side upside down cake. Yeah. And who knows what's going to happen?
Oh my gosh!
But could you imagine? So what is it that is it Pabst or who does like the 99 pack or something crazy like that? Like that's what we need to get together and do. It's just dumb, right? But let's do it.
It's a novelty, right? Somebody'll do it.
Oh, he's gonna get us in a lot of trouble.
Oh, that's all I do. That's all I do. I run around this earth going, shit, God, I hope I didn't piss somebody off today. Right? Because I don't even know most of the time that I've done it. Right? I mean, the doctor should check me out. Gotta go to him first, I guess. I mean I do, but
I believe you.
Right, chiropractors.
Yeah, you're asking the right questions though, so you don't get that. So you don't go that route.
Yeah. They're like, you've been to therapy? I've been a lot of it. I've been to a lot of it. Yeah. How do you think this still operates? Right. You know what I mean? Let's go.
But I love the creativity though you have. You're always looking for what's something different, what's something a little bit new,
right?
Little outside the box, right? If you stay in the box, that's pretty boring in the box, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes you got to play those, right? Rules, regulations are there for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think Minnesota has done a really good job of being creative.
Right.
Just with our product line, right? 5 milligrams of THC, awesome.
Right.
People are using more than THC, right? They're using CBD, CBG, CBN. I've seen CBC out there. People are putting, right, lion's mane, cordyceps mushrooms, reishi. What else people do? I mean, people, soul grain, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's had a gummy. Everybody's had their friend brownie. Yeah. Now their drinks are a new thing. I mean, here in
Minnesota. Like soul grain you're talking like that's, about, right? Like we said soul grain, but we don't know what soul grain means.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Yeah, soul grain. They make a granola, right? A THC-infused granola. Like, that's a cool concept.
Really, it tastes really good.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
What is lemon meringue? What else lemon. Do they have? Do they have another one yet?
They have the sweet potato and they have the banana, but those don't have.
Those aren't THC infused though.
Yeah, and they were working to come up. It's called Purple Haze, I believe. That one's
Purple Haze or Purple Rain or something?
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah, the bag is like purple and gray.
Go get it.
Yeah.
Purple and gray.
Yeah.
Purple grain, maybe, is what it's called. I was just listening to this.
It's purple something, but the bag looks beautiful. It's like purple, gray, and black or something.
Oh, purple, gray, like and black, the bag. I was like, I thought you were talking about the granola. I was like,
no, the granola.
I would maybe want to go with chrome if we're talking about the color of the food. Let's not call it gray.
Yeah, gray.
It's going to be purple, gray granola. Purple something. Yeah, it's going to be a hit, though.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it. I mean, when I first had it, I was like, well, give me a case, right?
Yeah.
Like, why not? And then I brought it home, and I said, put this in your... And your yogurt, honey. And she was like,
Man, that's exactly what I did.
She did it on a Saturday, I think.
Yeah. I put it in my yogurt.
I'm more of like a Tuesday, like in the morning. Man,
I put it in my yogurt. I was high as a science monkey.
Yeah.
I was like, and it was a slow one, too.
Oh, yeah?
It was like...
Nice digestive process, like, too, that long, slow release.
Yeah. I'm like, is that a whale over there?
Yeah, what's going on?
You're seeing whales.
Anybody else hear an echo? What's going on here?
Then it occurred to me, like, it was like the light bulb came on. I said, it was the soul grain. It was the soul
grain.
Yes, and I just put my head on the desk. I was laughing. And my husband said, you're high, aren't you?
Oh, I said,
Tony started laughing. And I'm like, they're like, what did you do? I said, I put the granola in my yogurt. They said, you did the lemonade one, didn't you? I said, yes. They said, that's the one to teach. They thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, how much did you have? The whole thing? It's only 20, right? It's only 20.
It didn't take much. Yeah, the whole bag is 20 milligrams, but... I was talking on the phone, and I'm just like, adding it to my yogurt. And I'm just,
munching on a little bit of it.
That was my first time really eating it. And then,
You ate it with yogurt? What else did you have with
it? I ate it with yogurt. I had already, like, eaten lunch. It was later in the afternoon. Yeah. I'm just eating some snack. Yogurt. Yeah. And it really snuck up on me.
Yeah.
Like, when I thought I saw a whale.
You're just like, what am I?
You had some whale grain.
Yeah.
It turned into whale grain. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. I think it's interesting too, right? I mean, I'm always going to kind of go back to the science of it. I love it. I don't always understand it, right? But like, I think it's because, right, cannabinoids are kind of more of a fat soluble molecule. When you're eating it with like fatty foods,
right,
it's going to have a better digestive process. So maybe that also played into it. Maybe it was a low milligram, but it just had a nice impact because of the way it got absorbed, right? Or because of the food you ate with it, right? It was a great carrier or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's kind of interesting too, right? How that kind of plays into it.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, I didn't have more than 5 milligrams.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've talked about this before where I'm like, some cheese, cracker. Cheese, cracker. Eat 2 of those, right? You get fancy, you get yourself some summer sausage in there, mm-hmm. even better. Yeah. You know what I mean? But what do you have sitting around the house? I just want people to buy some more summer sausage because it's delicious.
Now,
but
summer
meat,
sausage, no.
Cheese. Don't need much more than that. 5 to 10 minutes before you ingest any form of edible or cannabinoid or anything like that. Just that little bit. And then, nope. Whatever else that is, now you're set.
Yeah.
You're ready to do what it is that you need to do. That's the fat kind of stuff. But anyways, we should take a quick break.
I think so.
All right.
I think so. We got to pay some bills.
Yeah, let's pay them bills.
All right.
All right. We'll be back.
All right.
Cheers. We took a little break.
Oh, okay. Are we back already?
We're back.
Okay, no intro to the second half.
Oh, you
we're
want
good.
An intro?
Nope.
You were going to record it in post.
Nope. Oofda. That's all I'm going to say. You guys are good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, that's me looking over at Sam's side-eyeing. I'm straight on him, actually.
Usually
sideways
it's me.
Straight.
The only thing I'd like to address.
So we're still in break.
No, we're not in break. We're good. The only thing I'd like to address from the first half, I would like to ask one quick question as the producer of this show. I'd like a little bit of clarification because we skipped over it quite quickly. Calandra.
Yes.
You ate some granola, right?
Yes.
And you said you were what high? I caught it, but I want to hear it. You were what high?
I was high as a science monkey.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Thank you.
Funny.
Get back to it, folks.
I heard it, too, but I think Sam might have heard
so
that from
high.
The other
one. I was seeing animals and shit. And that's not the first time. I told you about what happened when I ate some of my husband's.
I heard about the brownie
shit.
Stuff.
Man.
Yeah.
Man, I thought my face was like, now I kept going like this.
It was
like,
wet. You said your face was wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like looking at the ceiling. Is
something dripping.
Do we have a leak? Roof leaking?
I will not. You can tell that story again and again. I will not think it is an option.
You got everybody's got a brownie story, right? Because, I mean, it's a classic way to make some THC pot brownies, right? And everybody's got the, how much is it? My friend. Here you go. Try it. Oh,
yeah.
You need more. Take 2. And it's like your first time you've been doing it. And like somebody who smokes all the time tells you
never
to do
again.
It. And then you're just like, what is in this?
Never again. Because real potheads, they keep adding weed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, because their tolerance level is just through
the
roof.
Pepper.
Yeah.
It's like pepper.
Yeah.
It's like pepper doing.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, eh.
Yeah. Yeah. And
they're emerald.
I swear.
They're like, bam!
Yes, I ate like half the brownie and I was high for about 36 hours.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I said, never will I eat. You know, and people ask me all the time, will you try my brownies? Will you try my cupcake? I say, absolutely not.
No.
And I tell them why. I don't know what you put in it. They're like, it's just a little bit. And I say, tell me how many milligrams you got.
Right. Show me the test.
Yes. Yeah.
If you can prove it, I'll do it.
Yeah. They say, well, I don't know. And I'm like, that's exactly what.
They don't even know how to calculate it.
They don't.
Right.
If you're high while you're cooking.
Yeah.
You don't know what you put in there?
Well, I did that once when I was making some caramels,
you
too.
You see what I
they
mean?
They were hot.
You see what I mean?
You start licking your fingers.
Turns out they were hot.
Yeah.
That's dangerous. I've done that, and friends have done that. Licking your fingers a little bit, and I licked the spoon once, and you're just like, hold on, man. You've had like 3 brownies without even touching one of them yet. And people are like, yeah, you're right. And right, eyes cross-eyed, right, beet red. You're like, what's going on? Like, he was cooking. Like,
And drinking a THC beverage.
Yeah.
Right.
While you're cooking, licking your fingers. And, no, I'm not doing that shit ever again.
Yeah.
Ever again.
And I mean, you guys probably know too, right? Being business owners and stuff, you probably have people coming up to you, or maybe you see somebody at an event. And they're like, hey, I really like cannabis. I love the industry. I'm not a part of a business or anything, but I make my own gummies. Like, you want to try these?
Mm-hmm.
They're about 10 milligrams. And I'm like, What do you mean about?
Double it.
Well, I'm like, I'm around, you know, I think it's, I dosed it this way and, you know, my wife tried it and it's okay and this and that. And I'm just like looking at it. I'm like, man, if you don't get this third party tested, I'm not touching this, man. Right. Like, I don't know. It could be good. You might be the best chef in the world, but I don't know.
I don't want to knock myself out into a greenout.
Yeah. You know?
I had somebody bring me some salsa once.
Nice.
I said, how much THC is in here? He said, you know, I really don't know. He said, between this and the chips. I said, what the fuck is with the chips?
He infused the chips?
He sprayed the chips. Yes. And I tell you, it was in a jar that was like a spaghetti. It was a whole spaghetti jar.
Yeah.
That's how much salsa was in there.
Yeah.
And he's like, just eat it, you know, with the chips. I said, no.
No, I'm going to try my own chips. Unless you're a cancer patient. Maybe I'll have a little bit. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Like somebody who has a high tolerance like for them, it affects their body different, right? Because their body's doing something else with it. Mm-hmm. Right? And no
100
way.
100 milligram plus, right?
Yeah, no way. You wouldn't try it?
No. Unless I'm really new.
Do you still have the salsa? I'll try it. I'll try just about everything.
I gave it to a friend. I'm like, I'm not touching this shit. There's no way.
If I knew exactly how much was in the whole thing, I might do like a dip or something, but even now, if it was a crazy amount in the whole thing, then no.
Yeah,
I know my tolerance on edibles, and it's a lot lower than it is on anything else. So it's like for me, it's like nope. I learned my limit when I can have fun and when it's too far.
Yeah. So I gave it to a friend, right? So she calls me the next day. She said, "You know, I tried the chips and salsa." She said, "I ate one chip, and I was high."
One chip. Didn't even have salsa.
It was
hovered it over the salsa. Yeah, I got the aroma.
Just whispered it.
Yeah. Yes. So you know the chips you buy, the tortilla chips, they're called scoops.
Sure. Yeah.
Kind of what it was. So he gave me like this Tostitos little Ziploc scoops, bag isn't it? With Tostitos scoops, and they were weed Tostitos.
And sprayed.
She said she ate one chip.
Man,
it was high. Yeah, I'm like
Oofta.
But it's again, right? Goes back to that creative thing. Chips, right? Mm-hmm. Salsa infused. I mean, here in Minnesota, right? There's a brand, Granny's. They make pretzels. That's very unique. Yeah. Dope Roots, right? They make a can of spread. Yep. They make cookies. It's a chocolate spread. They make a butter, right? So you can just cook that with anything, right? It's not like a specific flavor, right? It's just butter like you can cook with. Right? Again, like those are creative products that you don't really see at dispensaries in other states. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe you do, but I've only been to a handful, right? What do I know?
Or like the honey sticks.
Yeah, like honey sticks.
Got the honey sticks.
Yeah, those are great.
Dr.
Dabs. Well, actually, I haven't had them. Sorry. They are great as far as like...
Yeah.
What it is
as
a product is really
you
cool.
You just like, put it in your tea, your tea or your hot chocolate. And
Or taking it straight or putting it on your granola and yogurt, right? Like a lot of uses for it, right? And it's functional. It's local, right? For most people, they're using local honey here, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Dr. Dabs, I know, does different seasonings, different maple sugar, maple candies, right? He's using maple from Minnesota, right? Again, local, like using what he has around him. I think that's awesome. Right, it's different than a lot of other people, different than other states, and it kind of goes to show you like there's a lot of room here in the sandbox for everybody to play.
Yeah. Right,
right. Competition's good, but again, we can all play nice, and we can all be creative and have our own lane, right? Mm-hmm. In a sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of local.
Yeah.
tell me about the name You Betcha.
Yeah, so when we were coming up with names, because again, we wanted to keep the brand separate, so we're trying to figure out what's another brand that we could use. We really wanted to keep it, right, Minnesota, kind of Midwest, because we know we'd be really local, right, to start before we could expand. So we were coming up with every Minnesota saying you could think of, right, or every, like, the loon bird, right, that's pretty famous, right, things like that. So we're thinking of everything we could, and, like, Oofta, thought about that. There's an Oofta cannabis store, so we're like, okay, we can't do that. What can we do that's different? You know, don't you know, right, don't you know cannabis? We're trying to think of different taglines, right, stuff that's kind of fun. And Ben's wife, Gina, actually came up. She's like, what about You Betcha? You Betcha Cannabis. You can kind of play on that name. You can do a few different taglines if you really want to, you know. Or like, again, it's a Minnesota thing, but it's a Midwestern thing. And if you go outside Midwest, people know what it is,
right?
I've been to Arizona a couple of times. I tell people I'm from Minnesota. They go, oh, You Betcha, huh? You know, and they kind
you're
of.
Like, oh, funny.
And you're like, oh, you kind of know about it, right? Like,
you know why they know that, right? It's because Fargo.
Probably, yeah.
The fucking Fargo series, yeah. Which is my favorite.
Or all the snowbirds that go there, right? That go, that's, you know?
That is true.
Like, they do. Minnesotans are everywhere. I'm telling you, I travel. I've traveled around the world and I've seen different things. But even just traveling around the United States, mm-hmm. everybody knows Minnesota. And there's always transplants. I've been in Louisiana 5 times. And every time I've been there, I've met another Minnesotan.
Right.
And like, how random is that?
You're right. Like, I usually go to a Sunday Goods when I go to Arizona. Mm-hmm. Yep. And
one of the dispensary?
It is.
Okay. I thought it was a conference. I was like, fucking.
No, conferences. No, it's a dispensary. And they actually.
Yep.
I gotta get you a crown. It says conference queen on it. You know what I mean?
I know. Because I'm actually going to a couple more conferences.
I know. You surprise me sometimes. You're like, hey, what about this? And I'm like, yeah, I should go. And then I found my way out of it. I'm like, you're going to be there already. I'm going to do another podcast. Let's go. You're like, but I wanted to interview that person. I'm like, I know, but you're going to be at the conference.
I'm going to be at the conference.
Yeah.
What kind of conferences do you go to?
So I go to conferences out of state, like THC Beverage Conference, yep. San Francisco, MJ Biz, mm-hmm. Cannabis Business Times mm-hmm. Conference. I'll be going back to MJ Biz. I'm looking at Benzaga this year.
St. Louis?
No, I'm going to go to the one in Vegas.
MJ Biz is the one that's in Vegas usually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's Unpacked that I was thinking about in St. Louis, yeah. right?
But I went to the last Unpacked in Atlantic City a couple months ago.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyways, St. Louis and then Atlantic City again in 2022 for Unpacked. And then MJ Biz
This year in Vegas.
When again? Do you remember?
It's either November or December.
We'll catch up.
I was going to say November.
We'll catch up sometime.
Yeah.
It's like so far away. I was talking to somebody about what was going on. Like there was something that was going to be happening at 7 o'clock tonight. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to Michelle because I had to bring her somewhere and she's got vertigo things. And it's just, vertigo's no fun, right?
Right.
So she was going for some testing and whatever ended up happening, a lot of information. And I was thinking about, like, what's going on at 7 o'clock tonight. And I was, like, looking at my calendar. I'm like, I don't know if I can commit to anything. Yeah. It's a long ways away.
Yeah, it's a long ways away.
7 o'clock? Oh my God.
I don't know what I'm doing for lunch.
You know, in November, we'll be here.
So now you're going to MJ Biz.
Yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted.
No. And I think Benzaga is coming up. I think it's in Florida or something. I just looked at the email yesterday.
You get me an email with all this.
I will.
I know you have an itinerary. Let's go.
Yeah.
Are you going?
It's not like I got to work or anything. You know, like I'm not going to ask anybody. I just get to go.
And there is the Black Cannabis Conference coming up.
Will they let me in?
In Illinois. Yes, they will.
That's fantastic.
Yes. Yeah,
that's good.
Go ahead, get
it. Yeah, in Illinois.
That's in July.
But see,
in Chicago.
Calandra and I have this thing where, like, she buys my conference tickets. It hasn't started yet. I've been working on it. What we need to do is we need to go as press, right? Yeah. And if we can get some media passes, then we would be money. But we've got
a little better access too.
Yeah, we have to have more fantastic guests like Brock on, and then people will be like, "Oh,
I agree, 100%.
We should have them there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They seem to talk positively about things.
Yeah,
until they don't.
Yeah, are you going to be saying like "you betcha" and stuff on the air if we're
on
press?
I mean,
I could.
You're not going to say "oofta" and shit, are you?
No.
Okay, cool.
No, "oofta" grandma's dead.
Yeah. Yeah. In Wisconsin, we don't say oofta or you betcha. We're like, what?
I did. I was born and raised in Wisconsin. But oofta, grandma, guess where she was from?
Where is she from?
Minnesota.
Yeah.
North.
Yeah.
North Minneapolis. 27th and Queen.
27th and Queen.
27th and Queen.
Is that over north?
You don't even know.
I don't. I'm from Milwaukee. I know.
See, but it's.
I know about Vegas.
You go anywhere in Milwaukee, it's probably nothing like anywhere here. So
no, it's not, because you might get robbed.
Well, I know that's North Minneapolis too. When I was living in North Minneapolis, I'm not talking now. In 27th and Queen. Yeah. Back in, what was this, 1999, right? Like, yeah, probably.
You know, people here, I find it very interesting. They talk about over north and how bad it is. But when you go to Milwaukee, I grew up, have you heard of 53206? There's actually a documentary about
it. No, I haven't.
So
as you can see me searching through the Rolodex with my eye.
Yeah, so you should look it up. But there's a documentary about it because that zip code incarcerates more Black people per capita than any other zip code in the nation.
What's the zip code again?
53206.
53206. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuckers.
And in just within that zip code, half of the men between the ages of 18 and 45 are unemployed. Jeez. So it's a whole nother level of crime in Milwaukee versus over north. Like you,
yeah.
Like you have this concentration, like the lines are clearly drawn. Mm-hmm. But when you look at Milwaukee, just picture North Minneapolis five times bigger.
Right.
And, you know, the level of unemployment, incarceration, it's unreal. And when I moved here in 98, Milwaukee was the most segregated city in the nation. And right now it's probably number three. So
you know, getting here, better,
it's,
but still not
it's positive. Slowly getting better.
Right.
But, you know, my family, they prefer to come here versus me going to Milwaukee because they say, you know, it's like being in a whole nother world and it's just 5 hours away.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, just to be in two entirely different environments, even they think over north is great.
Like, yeah, it is.
It's beautiful. Right. Yeah. It's compared to.
In comparison.
Perspective.
Yeah.
I have friends from Wisconsin and they'll call Milwaukee, don't go to Kilwaukee.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. The number of homicides there on a daily basis, it's unreal.
Like back when it was Murderapolis, but worse.
Mm-hmm.
That's how
right because Murderapolis.
That's how
when we're
not,
talking about Murderapolis, we got to get up to like 200 or something.
Yeah,
and it, like that's what it Milwaukee, was way back in the day.
Yeah. Milwaukee hits that every year over that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Very
right.
Easily.
Milwaukee.
I grew up right outside Chicago, so Chirac, right? You have all that stuff too. So
yeah, I mean, people from Chicago, they don't like going to Milwaukee because they say it's bad.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just think about that. Like people here say, you know, Chicago's bad and. You know, but people from Chicago, like, we ain't going there.
No. Right.
And just look at the number of homicides in Chicago every weekend. Yeah. And they don't want to go to Milwaukee.
But Chicago, right, a lot more spread out. Milwaukee?
It is. It's very concentrated.
A lot more concentrated. So it's not like, oh, you're on the wrong side. It's like, no, like, there's no right side.
Right.
Sure.
You're in the
right
area.
Exactly.
You're in it.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're
exactly.
In it.
Very different environment.
Yeah. Okay, so I brought up my oof to grandma.
My grandma smoked weed every day.
But we're talking. We wanted to figure out what you mentioned. What you mentioned was
she would never say. She would never say you betcha. If I said
she would never say you betcha.
Hell no.
Do you think? What about
bet? Bet you bet because people say that a lot. Oh yeah, you bet.
You bet.
Right? You betcha.
Okay, so so my grandmother. Okay, she smoked cools.
Yeah.
Cool cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But she would take the tobacco out and then she would replace it with weed.
Sure. She was doing the original pre-roll.
The original incognito. Pre-roll. Yeah.
Yeah. A little minty too. Because it's stuck on the paper, I bet. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. So she would have high sayings, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Stuff you say when you're high.
All right.
All the time.
What are some of
them? Funny as hell. You know, like I said, you piss up a rope.
Yep.
Like if she came home and there would be a lot of us there because her house is kind of the hangout.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
She would say, everybody needs to go where they pay rent. That means
it ain't
here.
Out.
It ain't here.
Or you better start paying.
Yeah. Or you better. Yeah. There's a cover.
Yeah.
She was essentially saying, you got to pay to stay.
Yeah.
You know?
And like, okay, so I was in college and I was a single parent. And, you know, I would be so stressed out and I would do everything on time. You know, everything had to be a certain way. And she would always say, Faye, you just need a joint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you just need a joint, baby. Mm-hmm. Just
there's a lot
relax.
Of people that do.
Need a joint. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that do.
Yeah.
You betcha. So betcha. The name.
Yeah.
You so, betcha was
Ben's
just
wife
that.
Came up with it and got it trademarked and nobody else had it. And
isn't that funny?
Check it.
That's
yeah. They're like,
cool.
Oh, we just got to trademark it. And they're like, yeah.
Like, yeah, we're done.
Really all you got to do. Done.
Yeah. Even getting, getting our CBD name, Carpe Diem. Right,
that was it's gonna be my next
right.
Question.
It's Latin for seize the day, right? A lot of people even have that tattooed on them, right? It's a saying that a lot of people have or know.
Mm-hmm.
we got the trademark to them. We're looking around like, really? Like, nobody else has this? Like, yeah, we'll take it. We'll take two. Like, they, like this is perfect. So, right. And it was like just kind of figuring out the brand, right? So our farm is North Star Hemp, right? Pretty standard in Minnesota, North Star State, right? People kind of know what that is. There's a lot of North Stars here in Minnesota, but we're like, okay, that's the farm. We have a brand. We don't want to call it that, right? We got to call it something else. Going through all the brand working, right? So it's not as easy as you think, right? It's not just brainstorming, smoking a joint, right? It's figuring out what's your mission, what are your goals, right? What are you guys really doing? Mm-hmm. And then coming up with that, and it's like, yeah, carpe diem. We'll see if we can get it, and we got it, and
It was that.
And it's a perfect, I think it falls right in line with what we're trying to do, right? Just trying to help people feel a little better so they can seize the day, right? So they have a better quality of life.
Right.
And that kind of just falls in. And then You Betcha is more just the kind of same idea, but a little more of that fun twist, right? A little more of that adult, right? Kind of happy go lucky. Like, yeah, let's get some stuff done. Yeah. You betcha.
Yeah. You betcha.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that a lot in northern Minnesota, too.
You have a lot of what?
I hear You Betcha.
You hear You Betcha a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that should be what we should have folks comment, is You Betcha, in order to win whatever Brock's giving away today?
Oh, you mean like hashtag?
Like, I don't know, hashtag something. What's the idea?
Hashtag You Betcha Summer.
Hashtag You Betcha Summer.
That's you betcha right summer. There.
Okay, yeah. So that you put that in the comments, and then you get some stuff from You Betcha.
Not only some stuff. The owners don't know this yet, but we're giving a huge giveaway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Well, that's exciting.
We want to do at least one of each of our You Betcha products.
Whoa.
We have three different beverages out, so we'll give you a six pack. We'll give you two of each.
Right.
So you'll get two daytime drinks that are 5 milligrams with some yerba mate maca in it. Two of the nighttime drinks, 5 milligrams with some ashwagandha, chamomile, little CBN.
Nice.
And then we're going to have two anytime, 10 milligrams of THC with 5 milligrams of CBG and a kiwi strawberry flavor with that one.
Right, that's a 10 milligram.
And that's a 10 milligram, with the 5 milligrams of CBG. So we kind of like adding those other cannabinoids in there. I think CBG pairs really well with THC too, because you still have that nice euphoria high with the THC. But then with that little CBG, you're still a little more present, right? I feel like you're not like on the moon, made of cheese, right? Forgetting what you're saying kind of thing. You're still a little more present, a little more down to earth.
Focused. I like to call it focused. I like to call it a little bit more active. And I think the active can come like with the mind.
Yep.
But I think that the active can also produce some activity.
Yeah.
I love it.
Perhaps. I always tell people kind of like CBG, right? Kind of like, right? Not caffeine, not energy, but kind of that uplifting, I'm here now, I'm in the moment, right? We're always thinking about the past, we're always thinking about the future, right? Sometimes we just need to be here and now.
Right,
right.
Right. Yeah. So that's the drink side of it.
That's the drink side. And then we have five gummy SKUs.
What?
We have two.
I'm gonna win.
I'm gonna wish.
you don't get any of that.
We know him. How can you just cut me off? Because you want it.
Is You Betcha? That's what is it You is. Betcha in good Zen?
Not yet.
Well, you got samples coming.
He's got the carpe diem every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're about to get some gummy samples.
Yep.
Okay.
We're gonna bring.
Can't win the prize pack, and neither can I.
Yeah. I know you.
I know you. Well, but that's why I had to cut it off. I had to cut it off for myself. If I'm cutting it off for me, I'm cutting it off for you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
No, we do want to do a big giveaway though, because I do appreciate you guys bringing me on here, right? Giving me this platform to kind of talk about us and everything we got here going on in Minnesota.
Right.
So we want to do one bag of each gummies, right? 10 gummies in a bag, right? Minnesota compliant. Yeah. So we have a daytime blend, right? So it's 5 THC with some yerba mate maca in there and chaga. We have another one that's our new blend. It's a new daytime blend. So it's 5 THC, 5 CBD, 5 CBG, along with lion's mane and cordyceps mushrooms. Ooh. And I'm a big fan of those flavors too, because we have a pineapple habanero flavor. So really unique. Haven't seen anything out there like that. I will say it's Minnesota hot. Right.
Sure. But Minnesota hot, but not very, too spicy. Very, that's what everybody knows.
Really good flavor, though.
Right.
I like that.
And then we have the two nighttime blends. Very similar to the drinks. Has ashwagandha, CBN in there. THC. Another nighttime blend, which is a newer one for us, is 5 THC, 25 milligrams of CBD, mm-hmm. just a little bit of CBN in there,
right.
along with some hibiscus, and then reishi mushrooms. Reishi mushrooms have been great for relaxation, kind of calming the mind and the body, great right before bed. You can also take reishi mushrooms during the day too, but
yeah, it depends on if you want to calm down.
We want to put that in our nighttime package. Yeah. So
that's a good
And then we do have our, call it a hybrid, our anytime gummy, which is just 5 milligrams of THC in that all natural gummy. Yeah. All the gummies are vegan, gluten-free, no corn syrup in them.
Right.
Again, trying to go more of that healthier ingredient mm-hmm. route.
Right.
And last one.
What?
On
There's
top
more?
Of the gummies.
What?
3 gourmet chocolate bars.
Whoa.
What?
And they are gourmet to a T. So I want to shout out Mademoiselle Miel. Mm-hmm. She's a French chocolatier here in St. Paul. She actually just moved her location, still in St. Paul though, but she's going to a bigger location. So really proud of all the growth that she's had. That's always nice to see people do that.
Yeah, it is.
She uses as much as she can, local products. Okay. So she only uses 2 sweeteners in all of her chocolates. One of them is maple sugar, sourced here in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. The other one is honey from her own beehive. Yeah, that's the only 2 sugars she uses. That's it, nothing artificial. She gets coca, right, shipped in, mm-hmm. makes all her own chocolate. There's no dairy in any of the chocolate bars. So again, kind of that healthier route for the people that, you know, can't have any of that.
Yeah.
We have that product for them.
I love it.
And then we do a coffee crisp. So it's got little Rice Krispies in it. So you get that little crunch, coffee flavor, some chaga and reishi mushrooms. Mm-hmm. We do a cranberry hibiscus flavor. And then we have a lemon ginger bar. Lemon ginger, very unique flavor, right? Not a lot of people think lemon ginger when they're thinking chocolate. But it's going to have that nice, vibrant, summer kind of uplifting feeling. And we add ashwagandha to it. So just that nice kind of well-rounded high where you just feel good. The best way I can explain it, with 5 milligrams of THC, the ashwagandha in there, the ginger, the lemon, like just that vibrant, and then that melt-in-your-mouth chocolate feel, and then just that nice little euphoria throughout the day.
Now.
It's so nice.
You need some now?
I need some now.
Yeah, that's all right. We can get you some right before now. You go. I don't want to say I love it.
You are so relaxed.
I'm having a good day.
I can tell.
I'm having a good day.
I'm having a great day, Brock.
This day is still going. We're going to keep going.
It is.
Okay, so I mean, we're not out of time, but we're going to be soon enough. And I mean, I think we probably have
a question for him.
Well, that's great. We should do that.
So
why not?
Can I ask him? You look like you have a question.
You want to know what? I come up with all sorts of things and then I just throw them this way and that way. And that's my add to the conversation.
Okay.
You've been doing great with the questions. So keep rolling.
I just have one more question.
Yeah.
So tell me what you foresee for the cannabis landscape the next, let's say, 2 to 4 years. What do you see down the road? Do you see more unique products? Do you think that Minnesota will turn into a Colorado or Oklahoma where the market's oversaturated? Or do you think that we will find that sweet spot where we will have great products, folks will be making money, and we'll be doing great? What are your thoughts?
I'd love to be really optimistic about it, like I was, you know, before all the legalization happened, and then kind of seeing how Minnesota rolled it out, right? Never works as you'd like it to. Still very optimistic, though. I think you still might have some of that oversaturation, fluctuation of high and low prices. I think that's just inevitable. But yes, I see it as a craft cannabis space. Yeah, you're going to have some big players in here and out-of-state companies, whatever you want to call it. But I see just how unique we've been with our low-dose stuff and how that's not really going away. I think people are just going to be creative with the full recreation too, because you have a little more to play with, right? More cannabinoids, higher limits, right? We can do a little bit more with it. So I'm really hoping you see more of that unique space. And I use an example too of like breweries. There's a lot of breweries in Minnesota, right? But somebody's hazy IPA is not the same as the person across town, right? Their hazy IPA, they're both hazy IPAs, but they're slightly different. Yeah. Different flavor, different strength, whatever, right? There's always these differences, and I think you can do the same thing with cannabis. Just because you're growing a sour diesel strain doesn't mean it's going to be the same as mine. Mm-hmm. Or again, with all the strains that are available, people can do something unique. I think people are going to find their lane, like, Lance, you're the purple guy. Yeah. I got the purple strains. That's what I focus on. Yeah, yeah. I got the other stuff, but like, I do the best purple stuff. Sure. You want the other stuff, you can go to Brock, you can go to anybody else, but I have the best, you know? Or like, I'm doing the best gummies and I'm doing the most unique blends, right? Somebody else is like, hey, I'm focusing on the drinks and the unique blend of the drinks, or like doing something with pre-rolls, right? I feel like people can have their own specific niche, and that's where I see it going, and I hope it kind of goes that route, because then it won't be that oversaturation of like, oh, these are all the same products. People are just bidding on price, right? And then everything just plummets, and then you have small businesses that are struggling to fight the big guys who can last a year without making profit, where the little guy's like, nope, I need this now, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I really hope it kind of goes, and I'd like to see it go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I hope so too. That'd be great. There's so much more to talk about. Should we save it for another guest and another podcast?
I think so.
I mean, I can keep going, but we got to be respectful of everybody's ears.
Yeah.
They don't want more of this, do they?
I think they do.
I think they do too. What about you, Brock?
Oh, man, they love it.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, let's wrap it.
So will we see you at the Hemp Beverage Festival?
Yep. We'll be walking around. We don't have a booth there, but we're going to be walking around, though.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to see it.
Around too.
Good. Yeah. I'm excited to see all the companies there, what they're showcasing, and kind of seeing the new products that now people are kind of coming out with. Mm-hmm. Right. People kind of did their initial launch of like, here are my two or three SKUs that we're doing, and it's like then people kind of saw what was in the market and they're like, I'm doing something different. Here we go. Yeah. Here's the lemon tea, right? Haven't seen that out there yet, right? Here's the different kind of gummies that we're seeing. So I'm really kind of excited to see how that kind of expands, touch base, see where everybody else is at. Something I've been asking people, right, is like, well, if you get into a cannabis here in Minnesota recreationally, you get what you want, what would that be? Would it be a micro license? Is it mezzo? Is it just cultivating? Maybe you just want to manufacture? Kind of seeing what people are looking at doing. A lot of people, it seems like, right, they want to have a little bit of that vertical integration. They like that micro license. I can do a little bit of everything if I want to. I can make my own brand, right? Mm-hmm. But I can still carry other people and carry that local brand and keep that in my store and offer that to my community. So kind of seeing how that goes. Yeah. So,
it's going to be interesting for sure.
Yeah. That's good.
But yeah, don't forget, hashtag you betcha summer.
You betcha.
Get in our full product line. Give it a try.
That sounds great.
All right. Get in those comments.
Yeah. All right. Perfect.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.